looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, there's a new £50 note circulating in the UK, and it's got quite a few people talking. Adam Gilchrist, is it you on the £50 note?
It's not, I can confirm. Yeah, there are two things about it. Number one, it is made of polymer. It is plastic fantastic. It means that we've had other plastic notes before, but it means that we're entirely plastic. We've finally caught up with you guys on the polymer banknote front. But the perhaps more interesting thing is that it is Alan Turing who is on it. He was, of course, the famous Second World War codebreaker, mathematician, computer scientist in the very early days of machine intelligence. He had some visionary ideas. But he was also a man who was persecuted, tortured, and eventually took his own life because he was harassed for his homosexuality at a time when being gay was illegal in Britain. So he's come full circle, albeit well after his death, but he's properly a national hero, because it's only national heroes that get on a banknote, although, of course, why you and I aren't on one, I have no idea.
Very good question. The first gay man possibly to appear on British currency, but then again, we never know. What's Prince Harry up to?
Well, difficult to tell exactly, but because you sort of take your tabloid, take your choice. But it looks like he might already have arrived in the UK or be on his way very shortly, coming over because of a new memorial to his mum, Princess Diana, which we think is going to be unveiled on what would have been her 60th birthday, the 1st of July, so next week. And he has to come over in time to self-isolate. And if you pay for the extra test, you can shrink your isolation down to 5 days rather than the full 10 days. But this, the bizarre thing about the Diana statue, I mean, we don't expect to hear about Prince Harry's travel arrangements. The bizarre thing is we don't know exactly what it is, where it is, or precisely when it is. We just think is going to get unveiled on the 1st of July. How weird is that for such a high-profile royal occasion?
Mm, and is Harry staying with William while he's in town?
A nice idea. Maybe they'll have a cozy chat. Maybe they won't. No, the thought is that Prince Harry will stay with cousin Eugenie. Why they can't just stay in, you know, a halfway decent Premier Inn or travel lodge, I have no idea.
We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam. Thanks so much. Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.